in the lunchtime edition. The acting Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw intervenes in the matter involving the vendor at Oyston's Bay Garden. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport is threatening industrial action if the authorities do not address what they say are unsanitary conditions at the Cheapside van stand. The National Council of Parent Teachers Association urges parents to ensure their children maintain personal hygiene as they return to the classroom. The Pharmaceutical Association concerned about the shortage of medication on island, and ex-Proud Boys leader Eric Tario to be sentenced for the U.S. Capitol riot. Good afternoon. I'm Ricardo Roberts. The details to the news just ahead. Acting Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw has intervened to resolve a dispute over rights to a vending stall at Oyston's Bay Garden that may have been headed to the High Court. Food vendor Monique Best has been fighting to retain control of the food stall that had been previously operated by her late adopted mother. However, the National Conservation Commission had ordered her evicted. At a news briefing this morning at Oyston's, Ms. Bradshaw announced that Ms. Best would be allowed to keep the stall.
I think the correct and the right thing for us to do is to make wrong things right. I have therefore spoken with all of the parties. I've heard from NCC. I've spoken to the individuals who would have been awarded the contract for the shop here. I've spoken with Monique and her legal representative, Mr. Thorne, and we have come to an agreement whereby the regular raise, the tenancy for Ms. Monique Best, allowing her to return to the premises. She will obviously have to now go in and fill out the paperwork and make sure that everything is in place. I don't think there are any arrears that are owed at this point, but it is really to regular raise.
MP for the area Senior Counsel Ralph Thorne, who has been representing Ms. Best, said he was happy about the outcome and noted that he had been determined to fight the matter in court.
And we always depend on the media to publicize issues of social justice. So I want to thank the media for coming. This is not an occasion since we've arrived at settlement. This is not an occasion for me to express any opinions on the legality. I know what the legal rights are. I would just also say that especially data, I want that to be absolutely clear that there are no arrears owed.
Meantime, Ms. Bess also stated her satisfaction with the resolution of the dispute.
And thank you to everyone who came out for the support. I mean, we'll make sure that I'll do the right thing. And just to let people know that they may sound limited, they want to be called entrepreneurs. They am guaranteed that I will.
Food vendor Monique Best. ZR operators at the Cheapside van stand are calling on the authorities to deal with what they say are unsanitary conditions at the facility and to provide bathroom facilities for them. It was among the issues raised when the team from the Alliance Owners of Public Transport visited the facility this morning. Van conductor Sean Barker tells Starcom Network News they have had to work under unsanitary conditions for the last 8 weeks.
Well, no, this van stand in a mess. This 8 weeks now. 8 weeks van stand in a mess. It's not good for us, nor the tourists, nor the tourists are selling food. All of the stores in Van Staal shut down, though, because of Van Staal, no bathroom, nothing. It's not good. It's not good, boss. It's not good. I will not feel like anyone to check on his condition. All these guys don't want shutting. Van Staal want clean. They had a man down here. They stop him out from doing from cleaning. They stop him out from cleaning down here. And it's not good. It's not good. They're paying everybody, even the workers that were trying. Well, I told you, I didn't do. Last time I want to do it, anyway, though. You just got to get shot and you got to get clean.
Meantime, the Alliance's Director of Complaints and Legal Affairs, Craig Branfield, also expressed concern.
We continue to get a lot of complaints about this grandstand, and we decided to take a role this morning in coming down here and seeing for ourselves based upon the amount of complaints that we were receiving. The most current problem that we have here is the garbage situation that is laid all over the grandstand. And in these unsanitary conditions, I don't think at this time of day, with tourists coming into the grandstand, with commuters coming into the grandstand, and having public service operators operating on a daily basis in here, that is right to have these persons to work in these kind of conditions with rats running around, food being sold right next to the fence of the Cheapside terminal, and these conditions are horrible.
Meantime, the organization's chairman, Roy Raphael, says they are considering industrial action if the matter isn't addressed urgently.
This matter is serious enough that it could, we can contemplate on industrial action, but we want to give an opportunity to the authorities to have this matter resolved. This matter is not only have issues related to us here at the CRT, but there's a number of issues at which we would have asked a meeting of the minister, Santia Bradshaw, and her PS, and also other relevant people, because there are a lot of issues pertaining to the public transport that need to be resolved between now and September. And the fact remains that nobody is really taking us on in the same. That Mr. Barfield is expected to take this matter to the a special committee of the association come Sunday. And once the committee approves, it will be industrial action in Barbados among the public service sector.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael, in the Lunchtime Edition. As children prepare to go back to school a week and a half from now, the National Council of Parent Teachers Association is urging parents to ensure that their children maintain proper hygiene as COVID remains a concern. Speaking with Starcom Network News, the NCPTA President Nicole Bradford stressed it is important to have the conversation with their children as the new term begins.
So we want parents to be mindful that this is, you know, the season for all kinds of flus and colds and dengue, and COVID is still very much a part of our reality. And we would urge parents to still make sure that they are giving, they're having those talks to their children about personal hygiene, giving them the necessary things, the hand sanitizers, those things that will still help to keep them safe as they return to school. We want to make sure that they're also ensuring that they are talking to them about their own responsibilities. If they're catching public transportation, how they should behave, how they should carry themselves, all of these things are important.
She urged parents to plan ahead.
As we return to school, we want to make sure that everybody has a sense of safety and an ability to achieve what goals that they have been setting for themselves without missing out from school, whether it be from illness or from some kind of, you know, harm that might have been done along the way. So ahead of the school term, parents, start those talks right now. Start making the preparations for the children to have all that they need and start making room to be available to support the children's education.
President of the National Council of Parent Teachers Association, Nicole Brathwaite. The Barbados Pharmaceutical Society is voicing concern over a shortage of medication on the island. President of the society, Yolan Pantin, says most pharmacies have been able to receive stock from overseas due to what appears to be logistical issues, primarily with shipping. Ms. Pantin explains that the society has been sharing resources as a short-term measure to address the issue.
When we order stock, we are finding that the stock runs out really quickly, being that they may not have gotten their full quota. So that when all the pharmacies in Barbados place orders for stock that has finally arrived, it goes rather quickly. There are things that have not returned into stock that we've been waiting on, and we're told not coming in until maybe November, and most pharmacies are presently out of stock of those drugs. But what we are doing is just using our group chat in order to ask who has what, so we can direct our patients when they need their repeats. So we're utilizing our own resources within ourselves when we can't get any from our local suppliers.
President of the Barbados Pharmaceutical Society, Yolan Pantin. And the former leader of the far-right Proud Boys group will be sentenced today for his role in the U.S. Capitol riot. The 39-year-old Henry Enrique Tarrio was convicted of seditious conspiracy and other charges. Tarrio wasn't present in Washington during the riot on January 6, 2021, having been arrested and ordered to leave the city before the unrest. Instead, he watched from a hotel in a room in nearby Baltimore. Recapping the headlines. The acting Prime Minister, Santia Bradshaw, intervenes in the matter involving the vendor at Oyston's Bay Garden. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport is threatening industrial action if the authorities do not address what they say are unsanitary conditions at the Cheapside van stand. The head of the National Council of Parent Teachers Association urges parents to ensure their children maintain personal hygiene as they return to the classroom. The Pharmaceutical Association concerned about the shortage of medication on island, and ex-Proud boys' leader, Enrique Tarrio, to be sentenced for the U.S. Capitol riot. And that was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Ricardo Roberts. Good afternoon.